Hello and welcome to Zero to Hero. And this week's episode is called The Mind Map of the Subconscious. Now, the mind map of the subconscious. What is it saying to me? Is my language English? Of course it is. the mind map of the subconscious. And it's based around kind of hypnotherapy, because we, you know, as a clinical hypnotherapist, that's what we do. We work with the subconscious mind. And when you realize that 95% of what you do, what you think, your day-to-day life is 95% subconscious mind. So when you're talking to someone, or just, you know, I was going to say fiddling about all day long, depends what you do all day, whether you're working or whatnot, that's only 5%. And when training in hypnosis many, many years ago, I can't remember how many years it is now. It's been about, what are we looking at? I don't know, 17, 18 years maybe. And we have to do so many different techniques. Because if one technique doesn't work for someone, then you have another technique. Oh, let's try this one. Let's try that one. Numerous hypnotherapy techniques. Now, usually when you meet people and you say you do hypnotherapy, and what's the first thing they say? What do you think the first thing is they say? Can you stop me smoking? And my answer is always the same. No. You can stop yourself smoking anytime you like. It's not up to me. You've got to decide that's what you want to do. Until you come to that decision, then it's not going to happen. And what we find is that most people nowadays, they just want a magic pill to solve everything. They want, you know, that's why they do the lottery. They want money to solve their money problems. But as we know with that, people win a lottery, millions. One guy won 10 million on the lottery in the UK and lost it all. 10 million, all gone. And it happens more often than not because people are uneducated about money, finances. Same as weight loss, you know. When I was doing the hypnogastric band for people, they were losing 4 stone in 4 months via the mind, just via the mind. 4 stone in 4 months. What's that in pounds in Americanese? What would happen? What would happen? Inevitably, a lot of them would put it back on because they were putting their faith in me rather than themselves. And it's quite sad to see. It's like, come on. The people that took it on board and thought, do you know what? Right now, this has happened. You've now lost 4 stone. You've got to keep it up. You've got to keep it up. And a lot there, you know, what I found over the years is that a lot of people are surrounded by negative naysayers. And I'd get clients in, and 9 times out of 10, they were feeling crap because of their partner, their family, their brothers, sisters, you know, friends, that they were making them feel crap. And we know that it's, you know, obviously down to us how we react to that, that we're taking it on board to feel crap. But when you're living with people and they're making you feel like crap day in, day out, it's tough. Same as when you have like an abusive relationship. People say, why don't you just leave? It's not as easy as that. Trust me, it's not as easy as that. And if you've been in that situation, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's because of the mind. The mind is being fractured. Yeah, the mind is being fractured. And if the mind is fractured, it's not working properly. It cannot decipher logic. Yes, this person's treating you like crap. Leave them. That the brain can't work that out. Eating this food is going to make you big, fat, unhealthy. If the mind is fractured, it can't work that out. You know, so we do little testers on people to see if they are susceptible to hypnosis. Like the lemon test, you know. We put people under light trance. And just say, right, imagine a lemon, blah, 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 blah. And now bite into the lemon and then, you know, take a big bite of it and, you know, suck the juice out of it. And if you saw their face wincing and going like that, they're susceptible. If they don't do it, then they're not susceptible. And this is when you see stage hypnosis, where some people are running around like a chicken, and this is what everyone thinks of hypnosis, hypnotherapy, hypnosis. Well, that's the same thing. It's different. It's a therapy, hypnotherapy, hypnosis. You know, stage hypnosis is for entertainment purposes. But, you know, people say, "You're going to turn me into a chicken." I said, "You're already a chicken." Cluck off. But there's so many misconceptions. I'll do another one, do another podcast solely on hypnosis, because I'm digressing here. I'm digressing. And so with hypnosis, so I'll do another podcast on hypnosis. I'm digressing. With hypnosis, I just can't help it. Most people know about progressive hypnosis, which is where you have relaxing music, you chill out, you relax, you have a nice soft voice. And you know, it takes its time. You go to a wonderful place like a beach or a forest or a mountain, a lake or whatever, and you chill out. It makes you feel nice and relaxed, because when you're relaxed, you're quite susceptible. Hence a lot of TV programs. You know, you're watching it in the evening because you're unwinding, you're chilling down, you know, relaxing. That's when they put all the adverts on. Prime time TV. Look at prime time TV. It's between, is it 7 and 9, is it? And that's the advert. If you was to put an advert on that time, you'd have to pay millions, because they know that's the time when people are just chilled out, finished work. You know, kids are in their bedroom playing with PlayStations or whatnot, and you're just zoning out. So they know that's the perfect time to infiltrate your mind. And that's why they use the soaps, you know, the dramas. And they put the subliminal colors in, like either the past year or so, it's been yellow and blue for a particular country. Yellow and blue cushions, yellow and blue pictures on the wall, yellow and blue clothing, yellow and blue this. Other times it's blue and white for another particular country. And once you start spotting all this, it's subliminal stuff, but it's right in your face. And because your mind is unwinding and just relaxing, you're not on alert. So most people can't spot it. And this affects your life. Even if you don't watch TV, you know, you got what do you call them? Billboards up, advertising billboards. You've got posters. You've got social media. You've got other people to deal with that are affected by all this subliminal. It, you know, is advertising plus it's social conditioning. And if you just come up to someone and say, "Look, you're socially conditioned," oh, guess what happens? Their barriers go right up. They want to fight. They want to argue. You know, they'll dismiss anything you say. And that's why with progressive hypnotherapy, it's kind of long-winded. You know, nothing wrong with it at all. It's long-winded, gets fantastic results. Again, because the person's relaxed. When I started doing past life regressions, you know, we'd start speaking normally, not slow and relaxed. You know, if you've been on my meditations, you'll notice that I speak quite relaxed, because it's more progressive and people like that. So when I was trained in past life regressions, advanced past life regressions, which were entity removal, entity attachments, alien abductions, all that sort of thing, you know, mind-blowing stuff. I could tell you some stories on that. That's just something else. But yeah, so after many years of training that, doing as I say, weight loss, phobias, past life regressions, and then also being a psychic medium, doing the psychic stuff, the spiritual stuff, so spiritual hypnosis, and utilizing techniques that way. And then how long ago now? I don't know. Might have been about 6 or 7 years ago. I trained in a technique. And I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it. Now, this is the difference, right? You can go to like a weekend course, a day course, and you can get qualified in everything nowadays. Absolutely everything. I'm a shaman in an afternoon. I'm this in a day or two, you know? I'm a soul retrieval specialist. I've just done an online course for a couple of hours. And it's, you know, it is frustrating, you know. when people like myself have trained for a very long time, professional qualifications, case studies, the full works to show that we know what we're doing, because we're working with people's minds, okay? And if you don't know what you're doing, because I was doing past life regressions, and someone, come to a workshop and saw what I did, and then they'd go out and do it. So I'll do past life regressions. I said, hold on, what happens if you get a contraindication? They said, what? I said, exactly. Well, if you get, if they start, having a meltdown and losing it, what are you going to do then? Well, why would they do that? Because you're tapping into their subconscious mind. And sometimes, I'm not going to say sometimes, I'm saying a lot of times, people have issues, trauma locked in their subconscious mind. And they may have forgotten about trauma from their childhood, past relationships. I've come across it so many times, so many times. And that's why I use the psychic to go in and see and feel. All right, okay, I can feel this is the issue. On a quick side note, I did a reading for a lady a while back in America, a spiritual guidance reading. And now, while I don't normally concentrate on getting loved ones through, there's a billion and one mediums that will get a loved one through. I prefer spiritual guidance to help you with your issues that you're dealing with today, past, and see where you're going in the future, see your future timeline. Just to help you with where you are now. Yeah. Well, that's lovely to get a loved one through. I don't concentrate on it. But they did, a relative kind of made themselves known. And it was really uncomfortable because it wasn't a nice one. How can I put it this way? Abuse in childhood. And I thought, oh my God, this is, whoa, hold on. And I saw this man in wherever he was in a personal hell, right? In a personal hell, screaming and screaming and doing all this. It wasn't nice at all. Really wasn't nice. Oh no, I don't want to do this. And the lady said, no, please carry on. I'm like, okay, all right. And I said, I said, this is a big ask, but this man needs forgiveness, because he's in turmoil. He's created this himself, and he has no idea how to get out of this. And if you know what's the Phantom Zone in Superman is, the old Superman, you may have an idea what I'm talking about. And it's like his own Phantom Zone. He's trapped, can never get out of it. And so it's a hard choice for someone to do that. And that's been in their subconscious mind since childhood. And it affects every single decision, every single relationship. Yeah. Can determine whether you're successful or not, whether you're happy or not, the whole how you bring your children up, you know? And so seeing this, and you're kind of like, hold on, you're the conduit between two people. So it's like, right, what do you do here? Because obviously, this man has been the cause of this woman's trauma throughout her whole life. What do you do? What do you do? And it's difficult because, me personally, in the here and now, if I met someone like that, then it wouldn't go down too well. But there's a man in his hell, and you can see it and feel it. And it's like, whoa, yeah, okay, right. Yeah, you deserve that because you're a horrible, nasty bastard. But when you're working on a soul level, things are a bit different. They are a bit different. And it's just describing, okay, right, this man is, and I described him. I said, like, he's wearing a shirt. He's like, sleeves are rolled up to here. He's got like the kind of 1950s hair, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, that's him. Okay. And I said, it's up to you. I said, you're the only one that can release him from this. You know? So you got some stuff to think about. Yeah, so that's how powerful it is. So when we're working with the subconscious mind, we have to be ultra, ultra careful, and be experienced enough that when these kind of situations happen, we know how to deal with it, how to navigate it. That's the skill set. Okay. A very good shamanic friend of mine, shaman of friend of mine, today put on, oh my God, he always talks about plastic shamans, shaman, whatever you say. If you do a weekend, of course, you're a qualified shaman. If you do shaman and this, that, and the other. And he said, I'm now selling custard tarts at £300 each. I said, do you do shamanic Reiki with a lemon twist? And it's just, it is in jest. It's making fun of it all because it's like another scheme, as it were. Look at me, I can do this. And it's, once you've been doing it for many years, you can see through it. It's just healing people. You don't need any special titles or anything like that. So, working with the subconscious mind for many, many years and work on the psychic level, the spiritual level, the mediumistic level for many years gives you vast experience. And there's still much more to learn. Still much more to learn. And I've realized over the years, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. And it's like, so that's why I usually take a massive step back and observe again, see where it is, what's happening with energies around the world, not just around me. I observe what's around me, what's around people I know, what's happening locally, countrywide, worldwide, and you can feel it, you can tap into it. So when I learned this technique, the mind map of the subconscious, I thought, all right, what's this then? Is this another airy fairy technique, right? And I'm embarrassed to say that I've learned it and I loved it and I think it's, and I used it on myself. I used it on myself and with phenomenal results. And then life gets in the way and then you kind of forget it. And I woke up the other day and I was saying, mind map of the subconscious, mind map of the subconscious, mind map of the subconscious. I'm going, and I was saying it out loud. When I woke up, mind map of the subconscious. I thought, oh, that's my podcast title for this week. And it kept going, mind map of the subconscious, mind map of the subconscious. I went, oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And then it all started coming back to me. And I thought, oh, my God, why haven't I let the world know about this? Why have I not let the world know about this? What I mean, it is so phenomenal. It was just, I hope you don't mind if I can tell you a little bit about it. It works on your subconscious mind, obviously, quite clearly, mind map of the subconscious, but it works on as a works as a map, a proper map of your subconscious. And the map is seen as an island, okay, an island. And I think, yeah, okay. And the person that taught it to me is such a phenomenal teacher, one of my most favorite teachers in the world. And yeah, she told me some phenomenal stories. And I loved learning with her. I've trained so much over the years, and a lot of it I've got bored. Really bored. It's like, and I've fallen asleep. When I was learning hypnotherapy for children, I fell asleep. It was so boring. It really was. I mean, the subject matter, fantastic, but the way it was taught was like, oh my God, please. It was so stuffy, monotone. But with my tutor there, I was so engaged and fascinated with this that we'd go hours over. And it was like residential training. So you had to go there for a week, train, go away for a while, come back again for another week. Same as like hypnosis, real hypnosis training. And, okay, all right, what's this then? I'll just see what it is. I mean, because I had a lot of respect for her and her teachings, teaching me some trance mediumship and normal psychic mediumship. I thought, yeah, I like her style. I like, it's like a lovely mum, a lovely nan. I shouldn't say nan because she'll tell me off if she hears me say that. But she's wonderful, wonderful. And yeah, so we was doing it and yeah, and it's an island, okay? And there's a path onto the island, and you look at the path, and you basically, it's not heavy hypnosis. It's very, very light. It's you just shut your eyes and you talk normally. You shut your eyes and talk normally. That's it. Just chill out as though you're daydreaming. That's all it is. You just, I was going to say, shitting. I mean, sitting. You're just sitting down. So you don't have to lie down. You could just sit down and chill out, not shit down. Please don't do that. Yeah, and you describe the path. So I go describe the path. What's it made of? Colors. What's either side of the path? What's up ahead? And you're describing all of this, right? And every single thing you say, whether it's made of stone, the path, wood, gravel, it's rocky, whether it's a straight path, a windy path, whether there's brambles either side of the path, or it's very neatly landscaped, or it's a beautiful sunny day, or it's pouring down with rain, or massive thunderclouds up ahead. All of this is indications of what's going on in your mind. And it blew me away. I thought, yeah, I know about all this sort of stuff. But the way this technique was devised was her spirit guides told her this technique. It took 25 years to get this technique into fruition. 25 years. And I can see why, because it really hits home, really hits home, and because the spirit world brought it through. Yeah. So we'd go down the path. I'll only tell you a little bit about it, because otherwise it'll take quite a long time. But there's many, many different parts of the island to go to. And then you go down a path. Then the first left, you turn down this first left, and then on the right is a forest. And then you look at the forest. You go into the forest a little bit, and you describe what trees are there. Are there lots and lots of trees? Are they spaced out? Are they tightly? Is it a dense forest? Can you see the sky, sunlight through the forest, or is it too dense? What animals are around you? So you've got to make note of what animals are around you. You see loads of things, loads of things. Any noises you hear, every single thing means something, right? Every single thing means something. And what you do is it's not just about describing, right? You describe it. I take it on board, and I've got notes, a book. I've got this special little device. I just type in things. It's like, oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? Because it's so much, so vast. Oh, wow, that means that. And you're kind of talking through it while they're doing it on the island. So it's like you're linking in with them on the island. So they're going around in like a kind of a guided tour, and you go, oh, okay. And so you can describe things. All right, what flowers are in there? What are there any flowers in there? Oh, there's a lot of weeds. All right, there's a lot of weeds. It's like, okay, that's like it's overgrown. So your mind's taken on too much, and it's, I need to chill out. You're taking on way too much. Are there any daffodils? Now, like for spring blooming, it means new things, new beginnings, stuff like that. But are there any puddles in the forest? Anything? It's just, and you've got to describe it. And then what we do is, if things aren't right, then we bring in workers, and workers come in whatever shape or form. Just say workers, so it could be any. They could look like anything. Just imagine workers and just coming in, in their jumpsuits, and they're fixing it, and they fix it and do things right while you're in the forest still. On the island, it's like, wow, and they're fixing it and fixing it. Oh, how does that feel now? Is that right? Okay, right. The trees are too dense, that everything's is too much on top of you. You feel like the whole world's on top of you. Yes, I can't take it anymore. Okay, right, let's calm down. Let's get the workers in. What they can do is they can take the trees and plant them elsewhere, and space them out more, so there's more light coming in, and you can see a physical difference in their facial features, the way they're sitting immediately. It's just phenomenal. It really is phenomenal. And then you come out of there. Should I tell you about this next one? I am going to tell you about this next one. You come out the forest, and you turn right. So you're still on the left path on the island, if that makes any sense. You've come down a path, you've turned left on the right of the forest, but you've come back out, and you're carrying on down that left. And down there is water, and you have to describe the water, whether it's going from like whether it's a stream, whether it's a raging river, whether it's a lake, well, anything. So you've got to describe the water. If it's if it's a river, or a stream, then you've got to say, is it going left to right or right to left? Because they have completely different meanings. It's phenomenal. And if it's blocked, if it's like it's really just trickling, it's like, oh, it needs to be flowing, it's just nicely flowing. You can look in the water, see if there's pebbles in there, rocks in there, whatever. Or you can actually then turn right and then go up and see where the blockage is. And if there's a big dam, or, I remember when I was doing, there's a great big freaking volcano in the way. It's like, what the hell? There's a volcano in the way. How the hell gonna move that? Well, you've got to get the workers in. The workers come in with whatever tools they need necessary to remove things safely. So not just go, yeah, scrap it all, so it all goes, because you don't want it contaminating the water. It goes really deep. It goes, excuse the pun, the water goes really deep. But it is phenomenal. It really is phenomenal. But I'm going to tell you one story, or a couple actually. Oh, I could tell you loads of stories on it. I'll tell you a couple of stories if you don't mind. If you've got a little bit of time to listen to this, I'd appreciate it because it may help you. Because you go in there. I mean, when I was doing this, I was fighting in the family courts to see my children. And it was a highly, highly emotionally charged time. That's putting it lightly. I mean, that's really putting it lightly. Numerous people saw me on these courses and training programs, and I had to take printers with me, do this, sometimes nip out of class, sort court papers out, send them off, come back in training. My head was all over the place, really was. And I was, in a devastated state because I wasn't seeing my children. Anyway, so even if you've got preconceptions, even if you're angry, even if you're frustrated, none of that matters, right? This is what blew me away. This is what really, really blew me away. So obviously I was angry at the children's mother for what she was doing, the false allegations, this, that. It's like, oh, you're just vile, you're sick, you're twisted, you're evil, right? And this become apparent what happened. So anyway, So I'm with my, the tutor's just talking to me. I'm saying, yeah, okay, right, I can see this water. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. And I had to sort some issues out with the water. Okay. And I went, oh, like what? I said, there's something on the other side, which there wasn't normally. What is it? It's a maze. I went, oh, okay, now a maze. Oh, great. Here we go. I said, right, okay. Right, how are we going to get over there then? I said, I'll just say, I'm already way ahead. I said, it's all right, I've got workers in there. They're building me a bridge. I can see it. Yeah, they're right. They built the bridge. I'm going over. And this is how quick it is, So you don't have to go, right, I've got some workers in, they'll land some bricks or some wood. And no, it's really rapid, really rapid. You go, yep, oh, they're there. Bridge is built. I'm over there now. All right, I'm going into the maze. And I went into this maze. I'm still remembering back now, all those years ago. And there were birds talking to me, like a pigeon or stuff. Oh, pigeon, what's that? It's like a carrier pigeon, a messenger. Like, wow, okay. And he was talking to me, go this way, go that way. I thought, this is freaking wicked. I like this, right? So I'm going in the maze, and I was right in the middle of the maze. Oh, that's it, because I could see my children in the middle of the maze. That was it. When I was going over the bridge. Oh, no, I went in. Sorry, I must apologize. Just rewind slightly. I got in what you call a cherry picker. You know what a cherry picker is? You use them to, if they want to fix any street lamps or anything, they have this little kind of cradle thing, and it goes, you go up in it and you start fixing the street lamps or whatever. That's called a cherry picker. So I said, oh, she said, what's in the maze? I said, I don't know. So, right, let's get a cherry picker. So when the cherry picker went up, and I said, oh, I can see my children in there with their mother. I went, oh, gosh, so they feel lost. They're lost in a maze, can't get out. I've got to help them. Anyway, so I had the bridge built. Birds were talking to me, telling me which way to go. So there's no mucking about me getting lost. I went bang, 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 straight in there. And I'm in the middle of the maze. Children running to me, holding on to me. Oh, dad, 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 thank you, thank you. Oh, God, It's like, what? It was so emotional. I had tears running down my eyes while I'm doing this technique. And then their mum was there, and my conscious mind was going, excuse my language, you can fucking stay there. You can stay there and rot for what you have done, you evil effing blah, blah, blah. You can stay there, rah, rah, rah. Right? That was my conscious mind. However, my subconscious mind just went, come on. And I was fighting my subconscious mind. My conscious mind was going, what are you doing? Look, she's done. You know what she's done. Why are you helping her? She deserves to stay here. And the subconscious mind just didn't listen to me. Come on. So it was bizarre. It was like there's two of me. Kind of, well, the subconscious mind wasn't arguing. My conscious mind was. Because I went in there with like perceptions. And that's what I'm saying. The subconscious mind doesn't deal with that. It's like, no, we're just dealing with this. This is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be done. Okay. This is what needs to be fixed. She needs healing too. No, she don't. She can piss off. Having an argument with your subconscious mind is quite funny. Right? So I brought them out over and then I sent her off in a pink cloud. Off you go to safety. You can go. And then my children, I sent them somewhere else. I can't remember. But my God, I was so emotional. I had to come out of that then. I had to come out. I said, my God, that's so emotional. Really emotional. Wow. That's then you come back out. And there's other parts on the island. You've got we've got another, oh, what is it? You go down to a kind of a ginormous lake with a little island in the middle of a bench and a tree next to it. And you have to describe all that. What's the lake like? What's on the island? How do you get to that island? What's on that island? La la, you come out. There's another part, like where you'd go on holiday, you know. You go to a beach, where is it? This, that, and the other. And what this is doing, it's changing your reality. It's really hard to explain. It really is hard to explain. You have to experience it. You say, well, where do you want to go on holiday? Well, hold on, what can I say? Oh, I can see this, I can see that. I can see this beach, blah, blah, blah. Is there any shops there? What's written on the shops? Where are you? And so you're placing that, you're putting that in place. For that to come to fruition. A harbour, there's a harbour, and you go to a harbour, and you have to see how big the harbour is, what types of, if there are any boats in the harbour, if there's a lighthouse, if you can see outside of the harbour, if there's what particular boats, because particular boats mean different things. If there's a battle cruiser out to sea, guess what? You're expecting a battle. All right, so you've got to appease that. There might be, I don't know, sailing yachts for pleasure boats and, you know, rubber dinghies, all different things. What's the weather like there? And you can change it all. You can see it and go, okay, yeah, that's the situation. And that's not what you normally get with a reading. All right. That's the situation. Oh, okay, thanks. Off you go. This works on that. This works on that. Bring the workers in. Right. There's too much water in. Right. Let's bring the workers in. Let's get them taking some water out. It's too deep. It's too much. The sea's too rough. Right. Let's go in there and calm it down. And then there's a town. You go down to a town. Oh my God, this is. Yeah. You go down, you walk down into this town and there's a house on the left. And you have to describe the house, right? Is it made out of brick, stone, wood? How many windows? What's it look like? The color, is it painted? What is it? Blah 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 blah. And I'm going to tell you this. I have to tell you this. I have to tell you this bit, right? Because this is how powerful this is. This technique. It's all coming back to me now. Wow. And when I was doing it on someone, God, years ago, and she was going through a very rocky patch in her marriage. This woman. Very rocky patch, you know, just nothing was happening, blah blah blah, and she was describing, because this house is your home, life, right? Now this woman lived in a most amazing house. I mean, the most amazing house. A ginormous garden. Down the bottom was a stream, and over that was like pastures, fields. It's like, oh, this is a dream home. But it wasn't happy. And she described the home. She goes, it's all breeze block. So it's not a home because it hasn't been built. The finishing touches haven't been put on. There's no windows in it. All right, okay. So there's no privacy. There's no this and the other. A couple of young children running about all the time. walk in and you go around the kitchen and all the different places, blah blah. I said, right, let's go up to the bedroom then. And she went, oh God. Which obviously meant there's no love in the cottage, as it were. So went in the bedroom and you could see her face like, oh, flat as a pancake. So I said, right, let's change it. And she went, let's change the bedroom, let's spice it up a bit. I said, what colour should we paint the bedroom then? Let's go in there. She's going, oh, I don't know, maybe a green. I said, no. Passionate red. Let's go for passionate red. She went, oh yeah, let's have some of that. And I was a bit naughty. I was a bit naughty, I must admit. I said, let's put a sex swing in the corner. I thought, sod it, let's go for it. She wants this passion, right? She wants it. So I've done that. And this is, I swear to you, this is no word of a lie. Absolutely no word of a lie, right? The next week, because I went round, because I was going around to the house doing these sessions. And she had the biggest smile on her face. She had the biggest smile on her face. She went, girl, you're not going to believe it. I said, what? She goes, after doing that technique with you that night, see, you don't need to tell me anything. I can guess from your face. She went, how did that work? How did it work? I said, it just does. It just does. She was so over the moon. It's like, this is how powerful this technique is. And I use the same technique as, and that's without even going into the town. That's just working on a house. But you can go into the town. And I went in there and going through the family courts, I went to the courthouse. I actually went into, I'm going into the courthouse. I'm sorting this out because it was dragging on now. It's about 3.5 years in. I thought, this is enough. It's got to stop. This has to stop. I'm going to really push this technique, see what it can do for me. So I went into the courthouse. And I remember going into the courthouse on the island, and I went in and I had to sit on the left hand side facing the judge and the children's mother on the right hand side. Went in there and it was like all I could hear was mumble 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 mumble, and the judge went bang and pointed to me, yep, you've won, you've seen your kids. I went, okay. And I think I was going to court either that week or the week after, it might have been that week. Guess what, walked into the court, where did I have to sit? On the left. Went, oh, don't know, it's a bit freaky. And this is it. You know, you put the work in, but when it's actually happening and it's changing your reality and you're aware of it, it's like, this is freaking so awesome. You know what I'm going to say? He awarded me seeing my children. And it was like, this is so awesome. I was so joyous, so happy, so, oh, it's awesome. So that was for me there. And then we come out and we've got a meadow, we've got a field, and a field with a hot air balloon. You've got to describe the colors of the hot air balloon, and it goes up to a plateau. And on this plateau, there's a cave. You go in a cave, you see your spirit guides, and you actually have communication with them, talks with them. And oh, it's just, yeah, mind blowing. And they tell you what you need to do. They tell you what you need to do. And then you come all the way back down in a hot air balloon, blah, blah. And then you have to describe the path that you came in on as you're leaving and seeing if it's different. Yeah. So if you had a windy path and it was full of like rocks and you're struggling to walk, or it's very muddy, going, oh, this is flipping hard work. This is, your path is hard work. And then when you come back out of the island, you see if your path is straightened up, if the mud and the rocks have gone. And you think, well, this is a lot easier. That means your path has now cleared for you to carry on and enjoy life. It is such a phenomenal technique. And I'm going to be doing it more. I'm going to do it. I haven't even, I'm embarrassed to say, I haven't even got it on any of my websites. And that's got to change because it can help so many people. So many people. Really quickly, really quickly. So, if you've listened this far, which I appreciate it if you have, I'm going to offer you something. This is completely off the cuff. Because I haven't put it on my website yet, and what I do like to get, well, say I do like to get, I should get, because I haven't done it over the years. Because people get loads of testimonials, got everyone saying this, that, and the other. I don't usually ask because just do the work, that's it. But it's what I'm realizing is that where it's so difficult to explain to people, it's easier if people that have experienced things with me, whether it's hypnosis, psychic readings, quantum healing, the mind map of the subconscious technique, for example, people look at it and go, oh my God, wow, that's me. That's what happened to me. And I want some of it. And it's really difficult to help as many people as possible by yourself. So I need testimonials. What I'm offering to do is for those that really, really could do with changing their life. I want to offer you a taster of the mind map of the subconscious. And we'll go in on the path, we'll go in, see the forest, and we'll see the water. And even just that, because it's your emotional state, has a massive effect on your life. Massive effect. And there'll be no charge, completely free of charge. So if you've listened this far, that's my offer to you. Have a try of the mind map of the subconscious and see what it can do for you. So either I'll put links in the show notes, email links so you can send me an email. I work on getting something up on the websites as well. But yeah, so I'm offering that out to you if you'd like a taster, because once we're, the whole island would take quite a while, and that's why it's normally broken down into hour sessions to go through it, like weekly or whatever. But I'll give you a taster and see how you feel with it and see if it does anything to your life. Yeah, see if it changes anything in your life. And then I'd appreciate a testimonial. That would be awesome. So a win-win situation for both of us. Okay. So yeah, it's so just I don't want to bore you with more experiences, because there's so many experiences of on this technique, so many. That's just phenomenal. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to tell you another one quickly. I like, and you can, once you've done the whole island, I mean, for the taster, we'll just go into the forest and the water and see anything there, and we'll get the workers fixing anything there, right? And that's a start. If you choose to do the full whole thing, then we can talk about that after. But I like going to the fit, and you can, once you get more experience in it, and if you feel something's happening in your life and you think, I need to work on that, what part of your life is it? You can then, we can then, I can then go with you into the island to that particular part of what you need, whether it's finances in the bank in the town, courts, your home life, holidays, the harbour, working out, you know, because obviously water's still emotion. And I love the field with the hot air balloon. So go on the plateau, because you go into the cave. And I've had numerous experiences in there, and one experience, went into this big cave, and even it was really high, this cave, really high and wide. So it wasn't like, oh, it's scary, and no, it's lovely. And there's this ginormous oval table. And on this oval table were all of my relatives that have passed, all of them. I'm going, wow, this is like a family reunion. This is amazing. Oh, this is, I like this. Oh, this, oh, granddad, hello, so-and-so. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. And then there was a door, like kind of, it just slid open further down in the cave on the left. I remember it being on the left, slid open. And there's like a white light there, like a brilliant white light. So I went over there, and obviously a door opens, you've got to go in it. So I went over there and I went into it, and it was just pure bright white light, and the door closed behind me, so I could see nothing but brilliant pure white light. But it wasn't hurting my eyes. You'd think that'd be hurting your eyes. So I'm thinking, where am I? What's going on here then? Where is this? Is this heaven? Is it a waiting room? Is it, what is this place? And then another, it is like Star Trek. If you remember the old Star Trek where the doors go, shoo, like that. That's what it did. Another door went, shoo, went, Okay, but I could see something through there, and I went through that door into there, and then that door shut, and I was on the deck of a spacecraft, spaceship, whatever you want to call it, going through space with humans. It was like, but I knew them, so it was like, right, hold on a minute, hold on a minute, where am I really? Where am I? Am I really on a spaceship? Are we all really on spaceships in pods asleep somewhere? And this life on Earth is just part of a great big dream or whatnot. And but we can access it by going into the mind map of the subconscious and finding out where we really are. And it opens up so much. It really opens up a lot. And you can get so many answers. So many answers. And it's beautiful. And you feel amazing, and I mean amazing when it's finished, because you're changing your reality. You're changing it. You can change your relationships. You can change your financial situations. You can change your living situations. You can change anything you want to by the mind map of the subconscious. So if you're interested in a taster session, completely free of charge for you, send me an email saying, Grant, I'd love to take part in a taster session. And work on some issues that you may have that you want to deal with. Okay. Thanks for listening. And if you got this far, I do appreciate you. All right, guys. Thanks very much. And let's get the mind map of the subconscious out there to the world. Thanks, guys. Speak soon.